He was in the George Garsides. He was helping run the place, really, basically, under his father, second in command to his father, really. He'd been to college, and he'd done his national service, and then he'd gone into the company. He was very interested and knew a lot about it. Yes, he knew a lot about sand. I think he would go in about Hopper State, and then he would come home at lunchtime in those days, and we used to have a hot meal at lunchtime. And then he'd come home again about 6 in the evening, and we'd have another hot meal of some kind, you know, a supper hot meal of some kind. We ate very well in, you know, we seemed to have good appetites. But then you walked a lot more and everything, you know. We were both very slim, we didn't put weight on. And then we stayed in the bungalow until just before my daughter was born, who was born 2 years after Philip. And we were having a house built. We built a house in Heath Road. And so we moved in there about 5 days before she was born. It didn't have a number, no, just a house name, Sandbanks. And we called it Sandbanks because, A, we like going to Sandbanks, you know, Bournemouth, and because of the connection with the sand, and it was built on a bank. So we thought, right, that's an ideal name for it.